This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled The Power of Christian Symbols, Understanding the Chi and the Cross. It offers a simplified exploration of two of Christianity's most enduring symbols, tracing their origins, transformations, and theological significance from ancient cultures to modern faith. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendices on Christograms and crossforms, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore the topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries. North Point Church Christian symbols are foundational Christian symbols, particularly the Chi and the Cross, are foundational to understanding Christianity's spiritual and cultural history. These symbols have evolved over time, and their meanings have shifted based on theological, cultural, and historical contexts. By exploring their origins and development, we can gain deeper insight into their enduring significance. Chi and its origins. The Chi symbol has roots in both pre-Christian traditions and Christian theology. In ancient Greek philosophy, specifically in Plato's writings, the letter Chi symbolized the cosmic intersection of the celestial equator and the ecliptic, representing divine order. Early Christians, influenced by this imagery, adopted the Chi as an abbreviation for Christ. This transformation from a cosmic symbol to a representation of Christ highlights the way early Christians adapted existing symbols to articulate theological truths. A major moment in the history of Chi came after Constantine's vision before the Battle of the Milvian Bridge in 312 AD. He famously used the chiro, a combination of chi and ro, as his military standard. This symbol, representing Christ's sovereignty and victory, became a cornerstone of Christian iconography and is still widely used today. Cross. From shame to victory. In the early days of Christianity, the cross was not openly used because it was associated with the Roman method of execution, crucifixion, which was a form of punishment reserved for the lowest criminals. However, over time, the cross evolved from a symbol of shame to one of hope, redemption, and victory. Crucifixion of Jesus Christ became the central event in Christian theology, symbolizing not only Christ's sacrifice but also his triumph over death and sin. Cross eventually became the most important Christian symbol. Variations of the cross, such as the Greek cross and the Latin cross, emerged as Christianity spread across different regions. Each variation carried unique theological meanings, reflecting the diverse ways in which Christians understood the significance of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. Crosses and their theological significance throughout history. Many different types of crosses have been used, each representing various theological ideas and cultural traditions. Here are a few prominent examples. The Celtic cross, featuring a circle around the intersection of the arms, this cross symbolizes eternity and reflects the blending of Celtic culture with Christianity. The Greek cross, this cross with equal arms represents balance, unity, and the universality of Christ's sacrifice. The Latin cross, the most recognizable Christian cross, it emphasizes the centrality of Christ's sacrifice for mankind. Patriarchal cross, a cross with two horizontal bars symbolizing Christ's authority, often used in the Eastern Orthodox Church. These crosses, among others, have been used to communicate various aspects of the Christian faith, from Christ's divinity and sacrifice to his victory over death. The enduring legacy of the cross and Chi today. The Chi and the cross continue to be powerful symbols within Christianity and the wider culture. They appear not only in religious settings but also in everyday life, from churches to jewelry to public symbols of faith. Even modern abbreviations such as Christmas and Xgen continue to reflect the ongoing influence of these symbols. Chi, especially, remains a visible reminder of Christ's central role in Christian faith and culture. Both symbols continue to serve as bridges between Christianity's early history and modern expressions of faith. They remind us that symbols can transcend time, culture, and theology, offering a way to connect believers across generations and denominations.